ACAN was started by millennials to advance causes for people in their 20s and 30s. Those in the audience, though, spanned a couple of generations. Park City School Board member Andrew Kaplan moderated the evening and introduced the three candidates campaigning to be Park City's next mayor. Summit County Council member Roger Armstrong, an entertainment attorney, former Park City Mayor Dana Williams, and Park City Council member Andy Bierman. After the candidates introduced themselves, they were asked three questions that they each answered within a two-minute limit. Kaplan reminded the mayoral hopefuls that council has set the goal of making Park City a complete community, but for many young adults in the community, it's an ever-increasing challenge to live here as property values continue to increase. He asked each of the candidates, if elected mayor, how would they address the affordability issue? Williams told the audience they need to have a discussion.
In terms of what are we going to do in terms of how we house the various parts of the workforce here. We have the J1 community that's here for just a short term of time. We have the long-term Latino community. We have you that are the workforce. And those are all things that I think we actually need more public input on how we answer that. I don't look at the government to solve the problems. I look at you guys to tell the government how to solve the problems.
Bierman thinks there's more to consider than just housing.
I do want to point out, though, affordability isn't just housing. Housing is certainly critical, but we need to take into account rentals, because not everybody wants to buy their place. Things like childcare are a huge expense for our younger families. Taxes, water bills, those utilities that add up are something that we have to consider. And then I think transportation is something that isn't talked about enough.
Armstrong said affordability is a complex issue that goes back to one major issue.
There are companies that would like to relocate here. They come here, they look at the tech park, where we could have jobs that have various levels, where people have the ability to grow up through the organization. And the first thing that they're concerned about is there's no place to house the workers. They don't want to have to bus people in from Salt Lake City or Draper or someplace else.
As the city's official spokesman, Kaplan next asked how each of them would collaborate with the community, the council, and staff to govern the city's three critical priorities: housing, transportation, and sustainability. The candidates were invited to address as many of the three issues as they saw fit. Bierman told the audience that he fully supports all three critical goals.
The secret sauce in community is people. And if we don't have housing here and we don't create opportunities for the next generation, as a community, we're going to run out of people to participate here and we're going to lose our community feel. Traffic, everybody knows it's a big deal. I'm not going to go into challenges there. And then energy is a priority that was brought to us by the community. We had the under 35 crowd have an upraising and come to us and say, we want you to take climate change seriously. We set a goal to be net zero as a municipality by 2022. We're going to easily be able to meet that goal. As a community, we'd like to be net zero by 2032.
As a member of the Summit County Council, Armstrong said they've been able to work on the transportation issues that are in line with Park City.
We really worked on the problem of getting people out of cars and specifically focused on coming up with alternatives that we tried to measure in terms of how many potential cars can we get off the road if we put in an e-bike share program. Beth and I actually took some people on an e-bike ride one day, several of them over 70, and came back with gigantic smiles. It just fits with who we are as a community. We'll launch that on July 19th. We've got the express bus from Kemble Junction into Park City. We talked to people that said, I can't take a bus for 40 minutes to go from Kemble to Park City and stop and see all the sights along the way. So we got the express bus running.
William said these are issues that have evolved over the last 30 years.
When I hear things like, well, we're not even going to consider adding to China Bridge, we're not, because we don't want people to come downtown. When I went into office, we took out 76% of the parking meters because we hated them. And now this is all coming back. We're looking at higher fees for you as employees on Main Street to come here and park. I think it should be free. If you work here, that you should be able to park here. And so the concept of socially engineering us toward a future, I get that and I believe in it, but I also think we have to be super careful with how it affects us as a community.
The final question asked the candidates about their proudest accomplishment in their service to the community. Armstrong said reducing the number of lawsuits against the county has been rewarding, but it's been superseded by transportation.
That was a huge lift. We've got parking facilities that we're designing to keep traffic outside of the basin, because I think once it penetrates the basin, we've lost the battle. They're going to go someplace and they're going to park in Dana's free lots. We need to stop them someplace else, bus them in, get them in here so that they can enjoy our town without being congested.
While open space protection was a great accomplishment for Williams, he said opening the lines of communication during his terms was crucial.
The fact that Orrin Hatch would call me at my house and talk to me about things. And we made it a point to go see them two or three times a year. That needs to happen because we needed their help. Congressman Bishop had asked us when they were going to develop the top of April Mountain. He asked us to come testify in Congress. And after our testimony, the committee made the demand that BLM turn that land over to us as permanently protected open space. The only reason that happened was because we had a relationship with them.
Attending the Al Gore Climate Reality Training in Denver was a high point for Bierman, who said it was a culmination of efforts that are influencing other communities.
On the final day of that climate training, they called four people up on stage to be recognized. One was Luke Carton and our mayor, Jack Thomas, to collect an award for Park City's effort. The other one was Moab up on stage. The third one was Bryn Carey, a local business person and raised in Park City. And then the third was Colorado State University. But we're sitting in a room of well over 1,000 people being recognized for this grassroots effort and realizing how that's reaching out into other communities and making a real impact.
KPCW will be hosting its own mayoral forum on Friday, August 4th, between 10 and noon. The second hour will be reserved for your questions. PCAN meets monthly. The next social will be August 7th at the Wasatch Brew Pub, where they will discuss the city's plans for the Arts and Culture Hub in Bonanza Park. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.